Hey, is Larry in?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Larry, this is Sam with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, yeah, hi. How are you?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it looks like I got your web registration. You wanted to get some information on the working capital programs. Does that sound right?
Yep.
Okay, nice. All right, so couple quick basic questions here just to make sure what we have on file, then we can kind of get into the meat of things. The name of the business, is it Buckeyes Elite Lawn Care?
Well, the legal name is Buckeye Elite Professional Lawn Care.
Oh, okay, but you're DBA Buckeyes Elite Lawn Care?
Yeah, I just that's my I just shorten the version rather than say all that, but on my
Sure.
licensing, it's Professional Lawn Care.
Okay, I gotcha. All right. And then are you incorporated? What's the business structure?
Yeah, Sub-S Corporation.
Oh, okay. Nice. All right. And then as far as the ownership goes, are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
All right. All right. And how long have you guys been in business?
2002, August. So,
2002.
13 years, I guess.
All right. And I got you at, is the address 15 Sesame Street in Springboro?
Yes.
Okay. Springboro, what part of Ohio is that? Is that closer to Dayton?
It's close to about we're 30, probably 30 miles south of Dayton.
Oh, okay. So you're maybe between Dayton and Cincinnati, or yeah, Dayton and
Yeah.
Cincinnati, right around there? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. I'm out in San Diego, so a little further away, but
Oh yeah.
my sister lives in Columbus. I was there 2 weeks ago.
Well, you visit Ohio and you get some bad weather, so
You know,
I would say.
it wasn't so bad while I was there. It seemed like it was one of those nice fall days. It
Oh.
might have been 3 weeks ago. It was whatever weekend Ohio State played Indiana.
Oh yeah, it was still fairly good weather
Yeah, it was
then.
nice. It was nice. But okay, so yeah, so it looks like you want to get some information on the working capital. We do have, I guess, a lot of different programs. It depends on, what you're specifically looking for. So why don't we start off? Why don't you just tell me, what you're looking for, and I can point you in the right direction here.
Well, I've worked with companies before where they do a daily draw and then they got a weekly draw and this and that. It's kind of a drain on your cash flow and it's hard to keep track of. So I wanted to go with a more traditional monthly payment.
Okay,
And
are you looking for cash or are you looking for equipment?
basically cash.
Cash, okay. Okay. And I guess what type of cash, I mean, what were you looking to use the cash for?
Well, I want to pay off a couple loans that I have. That well, one loan is with OnDeck. I need to pay that off because they're
Okay.
drawing a weekly draw, and I just like I said, it's hard to keep track of and cash flow goes fast. So
Okay.
I want that taken off, and I want to pay for some fertilizer that I use for my business. Get if I pay up front for a loan, I can get a discount.
I gotcha. All right. Now, okay, so a couple things. We want to pay off some loans and then get some cash to buy some fertilizer. As far as the loans go, right? We got the OnDeck loan. Are there any other loans in there that are I guess the working capital loans.
No, that's the only one I want to take care of.
Okay. Well, that's the only one you want to take care of. Do you have others that you want to just leave alone?
We got a SoFi loan about a year ago. Qualified for that.
Okay. Now, is that do
That's
they
a
take
monthly payment.
monthly
That's
payments?
monthly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so you just want so we'll just focus on the OnDeck. Now, with that OnDeck, what is the current balance on that? What will we be looking to pay off?
20,000 and some change. I don't know exactly. My wife has
Okay.
it written down somewhere.
Sure. I can work with just ballpark for right now just to get an idea of, what we're working with. So, about 20,000 on the balance there. How much did you originally borrow with them?
Well, I was qualified. This all came about 2 years ago. I qualified for 70,000. I didn't feel like I needed all that, so I just took, I think it was 30,000, and I paid that down a little bit, and then I re-upped again last year when I was qualified again to get an extra $10,000 right at the start of the season. So I had, you know, a good cash flow going on for the year, starting of the year, and that's where it's at. So.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you had one originally, and then, you know, paid the balance down. Then they did a renewal for you where you kind of paid off the rest of that balance, and they gave you some extra cash on top to start the season. That sound right?
Right. Yep,
okay.
That's right.
I got you. All right. So we're at about 20,000 right now, and you said that's coming out weekly or daily from the account?
Weekly.
Weekly. Okay.
They started out doing a daily thing, and you know, the whole year went very well. The money was always there. They do an automatic draw, and they were fine with everything. And then they said they could work me into a weekly draw, which I thought would be better, but it's still annoyance trying to keep track of that, you know, every
week.
Sure,
okay. Okay. Now, did you primarily use that for, I guess, sort of the same reason that we're looking for here? I mean, just to get some cash in the account and purchase some of the product, the fertilizer?
Yeah, basically that's what it's all about. Fertilizer, so, yeah, I got customers that prepay me, you know, for the upcoming season where I, you know, get right $60,000-$70,000 up front. And then as the year goes along, you know, I do all these people, and then your cash flow starts to shrink because they've already paid. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure, yeah, because you're working with that initial cash flow, and then you stretch the whole season with it. By the end of it, you're getting to the bottom.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
So I need a little push to get me over the hill.
Okay, so yeah, I imagine we're just about at that end of the season right now, especially over in Ohio. You guys probably cooling down, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'll go till probably the end of November.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll have everything wrapped up by then.
Do you guys do, like, any, like, treatment over throughout the winter or anything like that?
No. No. That's
okay.
Where I, you know, get the money to get through the winter is the prepaid people.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. So about 20K. All right. So about 20,000 the balance on deck, we want to look to pay that off. Now, in addition to that, for the additional capital, about how much are we looking for to help with that cash flow?
Another 10 or 20. I'd preferably 20 more. I'm trying to get 40,000.
So you want to get, okay, so you want to put something where you're going to be comfortable through the winter season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, you know, through all these times and stuff, I've never missed a payment to anybody.
Oh, nice. That will help a lot. It goes a long way. It goes a long way. Okay. All right. So, and then did you have an idea of how soon you wanted to bring the funds on? Are we working on a specific time frame, anything like that?
Couple, 2-3 weeks, maybe.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know how it works with you. I mean, I get these letters all the time from you saying I'm, you know, already a customer or whatever. And
sure, yeah.
And activate your account and that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, you know, it's really, I can keep it as simple as possible. I mean, if we're pressed on time, I can have the whole thing wrapped up in 3 days. But I just like to know, you know, if there is a hard deadline, anything like that. 2 to 3 weeks, that's more than enough time. You know, I'm basically just going to have to gather a few things from you. I'll get you an approval, and then we'll go ahead, go over terms. If everything makes sense, it usually takes about a day or so to finish the process up from there.
Okay.
Okay, so got an idea of a time frame here. Looks like we're gonna be shooting for something around. Now, when you say you're looking for 40,000, that's including the 20,000 to pay off on deck, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I want that bill removed.
Perfect, yeah. Perfect, okay. All right. So, a couple questions for you just to kind of see where we're going to fall in here. What do you do for your gross annual sales, the top line revenue?
I think this last year we did like 390, something like that, 390.
Okay. And how was that compared to the year before? Was that up, down, about the same?
Oh, yeah, it was up. It was up about 10%.
Oh, okay, nice. Nice. All right. Now, what are your typical customers like? Is it commercial or residential?
Well, it's about 50-50. Commercial, you know, a lot of, I do some work for subcontractors where they're mowers and they have to have somebody to do their property, so they call me in to do it. And then I have, you know, quite a few customers, residential, that they are on a 5-app program. You start in March and you run until November, you know.
Oh, so you get kind of a series of treatments that you do for them?
Yeah, well, about once every 6 weeks.
Oh, nice. And do the residentials pay up front as well?
A lot of them do, yeah.
Okay.
Not everybody, but a lot. I mean, when you pick up $60,000 or $70,000, you know, in 2 months of downtime in the winter, that's a pretty good chunk of change, you know.
Yeah, you can ride that out. Okay. All right.
We're only out of operation for like 2 months.
Yeah, I figure you probably pick back up, what, early March?
First of March.
Yeah. First of March, well, yeah.
In the February, if the weather's good, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. All right. Now, how do you normally look to bring on customers? What type of marketing do you guys do?
Mostly, unbelievably, I've picked up over the 13 years I have, I think I have over 3,000 customers, and that's been word of mouth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, nice. That's impressive.
Yeah, I got a pretty good reputation. Yeah. Been doing this for over 30 years.
What type of crews do you work with? Do you have a couple of crews?
Just one. We just have one full crew. There's four people on it. I tell you, the key to this is, and you were talking about equipment as well.
Yeah.
Buying equipment, you buy these Z-spray spreaders. They you stand on them and drive them, and they spread fertilizer, and you push a button and it sprays weed control. So you don't have to do weed control on everything, so you can kind of save money. But also, these things let you, one man, do the work of three in one
three,
day.
Yeah.
You don't get tired, you just ride, you know?
Yeah, and you can kind of choose where you're putting the weed control at, so you can kind of pour
it. Yeah, you're not just squirting stuff for the environment everywhere.
Yeah.
But if the machines, you know, they don't, you ever call in sick, usually, if there's something wrong with them. They don't have to give them a 2-week vacation and all that. But they're expensive, you know.
Sure. Sure.
$8,000 to $10,000. So.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you got a crew
of
about four
of
people. That's not bad.
I got four of those running, so that's a lot of. We probably, I don't know. We do about 30,000 a week.
So if you got four of those, can you split that up to four different locations, or do you have multiple ones going on the same site?
No, we go four different directions.
Yeah, okay. Okay, nice. Wow.
Like if you have, it would take a crew of, I got four guys running. I'd have to have 8 to 10 people in trucks trying to do that manually.
Oh yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
So, you know. Yeah, it really saves you a lot. But again, you know, like I said, the machines are expensive and they do break down every now and then. That's not cheap to fix, but it's very, very seldom that you have a major problem.
Sure. Okay. Are you guys looking to bring on any new equipment for next year?
Well, I'll know that by the end of spring. So that's what I try to get. When I send out these letters, you know, I offer this prepaid discount to get it. I'm saying to them, you know, I can only offer this because all the customers I've got through word of mouth, you know, saving me money trying to get it. So every customer usually sends me one new one during the winter.
Oh, that's nice.
Right now, I've got 30 new ones that just got picked up because, you know, they're changing from their company they had before to me. And that's unusual to get that many customers in the end of a season, you know, start into next year with. So.
Yeah. Well, at least you got something to look forward to. Nice. Okay. All right. So let me see. Okay. So here's another thing that'll come into play here, somewhat of a small factor. But as far as your personal credit goes, what does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Well, I checked it 2 weeks ago, and it was at 700. And,
oh, okay.
Then I was talking to someone else, and they were talking about credit scores, and I said, I think mine's pretty decent, you know. And he said, well, you're about at 670 now, so I don't know if applying for these loans here lately dinged me a little bit on that. I think they do. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, and, you know, it will usually, when you apply for a loan, something like that, whoever you're applying with, they will do a credit inquiry, so it will show up on your report, but it will ding you, but it'll ding you just maybe 1 or 2 points. So to go from like a 700 to a 670 is going to take a little more than that, but usually, you know, something that does come into play is the amount of like your revolving credit that's available that you use. So if you have a couple credit cards and you know, that usage goes up over a couple of weeks, that can make a big difference in the score.
Yeah, well, none of that's been in place. I just think, and also there's three of them they look at. I don't know which one they pulled up. Three of them are, you're never going to get the same score out of
exactly.
All three.
Yeah,
of them.
They are. They're slightly off. And little feedback for you too. When we do ours, we only pull from one of those three. So we'll pull from Experian, but just Experian. So it's not going to take it on all three. There's a nice little perk. Okay. All right. So about 700. Yeah, and you know the national average right now for credit is right between 680 and 690. So you're even if your score did drop down to what they told you before, you're hovering right around there. I'm definitely gonna have some options for you. Now, have you gone to your bank to look for financing?
Well, we've done that several times, and usually what happens there is that they want to give small business loans, but it takes almost a year to get everything all put together, and then
invariably
they find something to. Either the bankers think small business is $1 million in sales at the bottom line.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't qualify for that. So,
what's small, right?
Yeah, that's not small to me.
Yeah.
Me, that's doing pretty well, but they consider that a small business. And if I went to my bank and they guaranteed me they'd have everything all wrapped up, and at the end of it, they said I didn't do enough cash to flow to get that going. And I said, well, okay, what are you talking about here? I'm a small business, right?
You're too small, you say. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. No, you know what? That's common. I hear it all the time. We work with what we say small to medium-sized businesses. But, again, like, what is that size, right? I mean, you at 350 or what was that? About you're almost 400,000. I mean, expecting over $1 million, the majority of the businesses in our country are right about the size that you are. So it's kind of unfortunate that there's not too much out there. But
after to the 2008 crunch
exactly.
We went through, they just shut down completely.
Exactly.
They're starting to loosen a little bit.
Yeah, and they are. There was. After 2008, it was a couple things. So it was a bunch of regulation from government regulation and a bunch of penalties that got put on those banks. So because of it, they don't want to deal with the headache of working with these small businesses, what they think are small businesses, deal with the headache of all the regulation and not make much profit off of it. So it left a lot of people out in the dry that, work in real American businesses and can't get the cash they need. But, things are loosening up a little. I think once we get past the zoo of an election that we're working with, we might see things start moving again finally.
I hope so.
Yeah. Hey, I bet you do.
Crazy.
Like I said, I was in Columbus a couple of weeks ago, and I'm out here in California right now. We don't get bombarded with all of the advertisements, anything like that, because we're out here in California. But when I was in Columbus, it was everywhere you looked. Everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nuts.
Yeah.
It's crazy. People out beating each other up over it.
Oh, yeah. People have been – it's been a wild time. I'm excited for it to be over.
Yeah, me too. And I'm living that. So. Yeah, I've had way enough of this one.
Yep. But in the meantime, we carry on and do business anyway, right?
Yeah, hope to.
All right. So Yeah, Larry, I can give you some initial feedback. I'm kind of running over everything right now, your time in business, the industry, your credit, and your sales. It definitely looks like I'm going to have some options for you. Now, typically, when we go for – this is what we call a payoff loan, when you have an existing balance and you want to get some additional capital on top of that. So when we go for that, there are a few guidelines that we have to meet. So when we pay off that existing balance with OnDeck, if it's at $20,000, we would be required to pay off the $20,000 and then in addition have you net $20,000 as well. So we'd be working at that $40,000 is pretty much the mark that's required for us to hit. So it sounds like it's in line with what you're looking for. So if I can get you approved for $40,000, we'd pay off OnDeck for $20,000, then we would deposit $20,000 into your account. Does that sound like it in line with what we want?
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Okay. Now, so that's definitely option number one. I like to be kind of thorough here. So if that is something that, for whatever reason, maybe there's some issues with the bank statements, if we're not able to get the approval for the full $40,000, would you still be looking for additional funds at a lower amount that would not pay off the OnDeck loan? So that's what's called a second position loan. So is that something that we even want to consider, or give me an idea of what you're working with?
I guess maybe last straw. I don't know. I don't think that would benefit me a whole lot. But
okay. Yeah. And
I want to get it more of a traditional loan.
Okay. You know? Okay. Yeah. So I'm setting our priorities here. So definitely seems like the $40,000 is our answer. And with your numbers, usually we're able to do 10 to 15% of the top line revenue. So 10%, we're right at that $40,000. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely achievable. Now, some things that are going to come into play, these programs, they're tied directly to the bank account, okay? So we take a look at 6 months of the business bank statements and analyze the cash flow. So in the past couple of months, have there been any issues with cash flow as far as the account dropping into the negative, anything like that?
No, never been in the negative, but I do have a better cash flow during the winter months because I'm getting all that money in. Because
you get your prepayments in, nice, okay.
Yeah, and I'm not getting, you're spending a whole lot during those months because I have no gas bills or fertilizer bills or anything like that. So.
Oh, sure. So you got cash coming in, not as much going out. I would imagine this past month or two, end of the season, it's the trail end of those large deposits.
It's starting to slow down a little bit,
Okay. Okay, so how about this? What can you give me an idea of what the ending balance on the bank statement was for last month?
I'm guessing at around $8,000 to $10,000. I don't know because everything's in the computer and I can't get to that right now.
Sure, and I'm gonna have to get the bank statements from you anyway, so I'll see that. But it just allows me to have a more clear picture of our chances of getting the approval. If you're at about 8 to 10, and that's on the low end of your ending balances, I think we're gonna be in business. Mm-hmm. But with that, I am going to need a few things from you, so I'll run down that list right now with you just to make sure we're on the same page. I can send it over in an email, too, so you have the list, which...
Yeah, that would probably be best.
Let me confirm that email. It's buckeyeelite@yahoo.com.
That's right.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to need from you, it's going to be... I'm going to send an application, so it's one page, basic information. I'll need 6 months of the bank statements. And then I'll need the most recent tax return, the business tax return that you have. Did you guys finish 2015?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That keeps it easy. And then for the OnDeck loan, what I need is usually the first page of the loan contract where it states how much you borrowed and the term. It has the length of the term, all of those details on there. Do you have that? I know sometimes OnDeck does it online, so you don't have the actual paper.
No, they did. They did it online, and I don't have the paper now.
Okay. And I can work. I guess I can work through that. Now, do you happen to know the details of it off the top of your head? If I get the you know, the total amount borrowed, your total payback amount, and the length.
I can probably get them to send me a copy of it, I would guess. There's never, I have contacted them about it, and they asked if I, you know, was going to use another lender to pay off the bill because they wanted to work with me, you know. They've been there 2.5-3 years close to, and they got their money every day and every week, so they don't want to give up on that right now.
But so, I guess another question I would have is, did they have any options for you for, like, another renewal?
No, it's still the same. Their major jump was from a daily draw to a weekly draw. They, you know, if you qualified for that, you were, that was, and I just said, you know, he's, the guy I've been working with over the years there is a very nice guy. But he says, you know, I said, no, I'm not trying to dump you off for someone else. You just not in the game plan anymore. I got to have a monthly payment. Most, he said all his clients are asking for that, and they just haven't came to that yet. So,
yeah, okay.
I don't know what would hold them back. I guess you're making less money by going monthly.
Well, yeah, and usually when you have an existing relationship, it should be easier for them to get to that point. So I guess I'm
a little. They just don't do it.
Okay.
I don't get it. They
Fair
just
enough.
Don't. I don't know why.
Okay. Well, in that case, I guess if you could just get me the total amount or the original amount that you borrowed with the total payback amount for this last time around.
Okay. They just put that down on your list to get.
Okay, perfect. I'll put it in the email. So yeah, that's really all that I need at this point to get you the approval. From there, it takes me about 24 hours to actually get the terms in place. Then I can go over a few different options for you as far as the lengths of terms that we can do. I can give you a couple to choose from. You can find which one you think fits best for your situation.
What are the lengths of terms you have?
So it varies. It can go anywhere from 3 months to 3 years.
So, okay.
it'll depend on what you qualify for. What I'll do is I'm going to get you approved for the largest amount and the longest term, and then we can work backwards from there. Like just like how you did it the first time, you know, if I get you approved for $80,000, you don't necessarily need it. We can work with just the $40,000, and if I get you approved for, you know, three years, we can go as low as, you know, 6 months. We can find somewhere in the middle that will come to a good point for you. And I can plug all those numbers when we get there.
Okay.
All right. So what I'll do is I'll put the email together right now, send it your way. When do you think you'll be able to get all that stuff back to me?
Well, my wife gets home tonight. She's the one that does all my office work. She's a CPA, so I trust her more than myself.
Sure.
She's pretty quick about getting stuff out. We have our bank statements online, so all she has to do is pull that up. And,
oh, okay. Okay, perfect.
The only thing it'll take any time is trying to get something from On deck.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. For now, I'm going to keep it simple. Just send me the application, the bank statements, and the tax return, and then you can actually just, in the email that you respond back to me, just give me the short details on deck. We don't have to worry about getting an actual official document. I'll put it in the email. All I'll need is your current balance, the amount that you originally borrowed, and the length of the term.
Okay.
All right, so I'll send that in an email right now. On the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you guys have any questions, you can give me a call, you can shoot me an email, and I'll get right back to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, perfect. Thanks for the time, Larry.
Bye.